Station 1. The never-ending story begins with really bad weather. How's the weather right now? Rainy? Perfect for this tale. After all, it is only thanks to a decent cloudburst that Michael Ende was born at all. And how did that happen? In the summer of 1928, young surrealist painter Edgar Ende took the train from Hamburg to Garmisch, chasing a girl he was in love with. Her parents hid her in a boarding house nearly 1,000 kilometers away. Edgar followed instantly, not even taking time to pack. Arriving coatless in the heavy rain, he sought shelter in the Bunte Haus, which had a small shop at the ground level, selling lace, gemstones, arts and crafts. The shop's owner, Luise Lise Bartholomä, a successful businesswoman in her 30s, ran the place together with her mischievous pet monkey, Jonathan. Edgar, 27, and Lise, a former teacher and nurse, hit it off despite her initial skepticism. In her apartment above the shop, they talked art, literature, and philosophy until dawn. Sparks flew, and Edgar soon forgot his old love. That very autumn, he proposed to Lise. They married in February 1929, and 9 months later, their son, Michael Andreas Helmut Ende, was born. Though the Bunte Haus was demolished in the 1980s, there is a little art shop today at quite the same spot where Ende's parents first met. Step inside and have a look. It might be the start of your own never-ending story.